AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department says it has resumed releasing material from the Jeffrey Epstein files under a law intended to show what the government knew about Epstein's actions. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The department says it's putting out 3 million pages of documents, plus thousands of images and videos.
Today's release marks the end of a very comprehensive document identification and review process to ensure transparency to the American people.
Though Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche acknowledges it may not be enough. For many.
There's a hunger or a thirst for information that I do not think will be satisfied by the review of these documents.
There's been intense public speculation about what information the government had about Epstein's dealings with the rich and powerful, including Donald Trump, and whether it would hold back incriminating material. Blanche says it's not.
We did not protect President Trump. We didn't protect or not protect anybody.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Justice Department opened a federal civil rights probe into the death of Alex Prenti in Minneapolis. Homeland Security is holding up a spending bill to avert a government shutdown. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says bipartisanship is needed.
The failure to do so will simply be another indication that Republicans once again want to shut the government down in order to try to jam their extreme right-wing policies down the throats of the American people. We know where that winds up. Nowhere.
Lindsey Vonn has crashed in her final downhill race before the Olympics and injured her left knee. But the AP's Graham Dunbar reports the 41-year-old says her Olympic dream is not over.
It had been a tricky race in difficult weather conditions, falling snow, overcast skies, and twice delayed by other racers crashing even before Vonn started.
Vonn had been away from ski racing for 6 years. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Catherine O'Hara has died. She was 71.
Known for her roles in Home Alone,
Kevin!
And Schitt's Creek.
Dan, I cannot show you everything.
Okay, well, can you show me one thing?
The Emmy Award-winning actor O'Hara died at her home in Los Angeles following a brief illness. That's according to a statement from her agency, Creative Artists Agency. O'Hara gained fame through Toronto's Second City Theatre. She was also one of the creators of the sketch comedy show SCTV.
I am your instructor, Lucille Hitzker, and today my guest is Perini Scleroso.
Most recently, O'Hara turned to drama in HBO's The Last of Us, earning her an Emmy nomination, as did her recent role as a Hollywood producer in The Studio.
I don't recognize any of them.
They're influencers. Most of them don't even go inside. They just make their red carpet TikToks and leave.
She survived by her husband, Beau Welch, and sons, Matthew and Luke. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.